Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say about the Warriors' loss. Nick, San Jose.
Hey guys.
What's up, Nick?
Hey guys. As a father of a 9-year-old boy, it's so great to hear you making memories with your daughter, Bonte, and Joe
you.
With your son. Awesome. Look, I need your advice. The formula is simple. Have less than 15 turnovers, and I understand that we pass the ball a lot more, and I adore Curry. That's one of his Achilles heels, and I'm glad that Kerr kind of got on him a few weeks ago about that. But the foul shooting, and then this, and this is to Bonte specifically. If Moody's worth $12 million a year, what I see with Kuminga is unbelievable athleticism. I know he's in his early 20s, but as Miller said, Reggie Miller, he just doesn't understand the angles yet. And I think he only played 19 minutes yesterday because he's guarding, I think it was Coffey or Powell, three quarters of the court, and he broke his ankles. And you should have saw Kerr's body language. Yep. He's exacerbated with... So here's my question, Bonte. I know he's young. I can't give him more than $25, $30 million a year.
Yeah.
What am I missing here? I find him more disappointing to me when I watch than exciting. Talk to me. I'd like to hear what you're... Because I know you're big coming up. What am I missing?
Yeah, no. The straight line drive right before halftime drove me crazy, as well as you, Nick. And thanks for the call. His contract situation, it's going to be very interesting. Now, here's my read on it. The Warriors, by not extending him, it was a smart play by the Warriors. I'm not going to dispute that. I think it was a smart play right now because you want to see what he does. But now you have this hovering over his head. And now it's almost like in Kuminga's head, maybe, and I don't want to speak for him, but you got to think that a player, when he doesn't get that extension, is saying to myself, boy, I don't know if they really believe in me. So maybe Kuminga believes he's worth $30 billion, and that's some team will probably give it to him. But maybe the Warriors at this point say, yeah, we don't think you're worth that. And maybe, which is why this past offseason was so tumultuous in terms of Lauri Markkanen and Paul George and all these trade rumors, I don't think they're completely sold on Kuminga.
Well, okay, so there's many, many questions here. The first one, I'm going to go off the reports that the Warriors wanted to give him about 30, give or take, about 30, and he didn't want that. Well, why do you scoff at that?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I was misreporting that. But, like, that was a report that I had seen. Like, hey, the Warriors tried to offer him $30 million a year, mm-hmm. approximately, and he thought he was worth more. Well, I would say to Jonathan, I don't think you're worth more. And I really like Jonathan Kuminga a lot.
Yeah.
But if Giannis is worth 50, you know, high 40s,
right.
Like, no, you're not there yet. And maybe down the line at some point, right. He is worth that kind of money. But I'm kind of with Nick on this one. And I don't think that money's out there for him. I personally do not. Could there be a team out there that gives him over $30, $35 million a year? Man, I'd be surprised.
I could see the Brooklyn Nets doing it. I could see the Brooklyn Nets giving him some money.
Maybe.
Now, again, I don't know how to, because the new CBA has terrified everybody. The first and second apron and picks or whatnot. And now, were there numbers discussed with the Warriors at Kuminga? I don't know. I don't know what was definitive or whatnot. But right now, look, that was a setback for him. Kuminga's been playing some good basketball.
No, he's a really good
Memphis
player.
Memphis was a setback a little bit, but since he shifted to the bench, I think Kuminga's been a complete professional. Now, in terms of Moses Moody at Kuminga, I would like to see a little more from Moses Moody, but for whatever reason, he doesn't see a lot of minutes. And this is what I found interesting in Moses Moody's contract. This is what I did not know as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Moses Moody has incentives in his contract, and I did not know this. So if Moody beats all three of these incentives, he will receive an incentive that starts at $462,000 in 2025-26 and increases by a maximum of 8% each year. Now, we all saw the three-year, $39 million deal, but in order to achieve these incentives, he has to attempt to look at this is crazy. He has to attempt at least 9 three-pointers per 100 possessions, achieving at least 60% true shooting, and playing at least 1,600 minutes. Now, he has to average about 19 minutes per game. He's at 17 right now. You get what I'm saying? I did not know you could do incentives in the NBA.
I didn't know
that. I know it was prevalent in football. In the NFL, you see incentive-based deals all the time. But I didn't know Moses Moody had incentives in this deal. So what I think the Warriors are doing right now, obviously the itchy trigger finger. There's no doubt that this roster can look different at the deadline. It can look different. And you have to think that Kuminga and Moses Moody, either they're going to play well here or there could be two candidates that could get shipped off. And I hate to say that. It's just the writing's on the wall here.
Yeah.
You know, it's if you're that active in the offseason looking for deals or whatnot, obviously you have these assets and team-friendly deals with Kuminga, Moody, Paz, or whoever it is. And I'm not advocating to trade these guys away. But it's obvious that maybe everybody in this organization isn't on board with Jonathan Kuminga. Or not sold on him to give him a max deal.
I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, look at his. It's been up and down, right? It's been up and down the entire way. I just look at it this way, right? Like, I think I like Kuminga. I like him at a certain price point better than I like him at like $35 million a year, right? I don't think he's currently worth that. Do I think in a different system, playing a different brand of ball, could he? Maybe, yeah, absolutely. But if you're unwilling to give Jordan Poole $28, $29 million a year, and I thought he was a more refined offensive player than Jonathan Kuminga, though I know there's two sides to the game. You got to play defense as well. Then why would I be jumping over myself to give Kuminga over $30 million a year? So I say to myself on this team, like with Andrew Wiggins making what he's making, which is under 30, and Draymond making what he's making, which is under 30. No, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga currently should be your second highest paid player on this team. I don't. And now if he has a monster finish to the season and he just shows out in the playoffs, look, I'll reassess my opinion. But as of right now, no, I think they made the appropriate choice. And I think Jonathan may have a suitor out there, but I think it's going to be hard to find 30-plus million.
I don't even look at it like that. I look at the situation as the Warriors organization just got under the luxury tax. And then they're under these aprons. And they have all their picks. Why do you, you know, as an organization, when you finally got under the tax, I'm not going to be in a rush to give out another max deal. I just got under it.
No doubt.
Now let me sit back for a second and let's win some games. Let's see how this team plays out for the first couple of months. And then we can get back to the drawing board. Sure. We can get back to the negotiating table. Now, at some point, Kuminga would be worth that money, but we'll see.
But the other part of this is that if you do deal him, what's kind of baked into the equation is the team on the receiving end has to have a pretty good feel of how they view Jonathan Kuminga and how much they're willing to fork up for him. And then what is he willing to agree to, right? So I do believe that whatever trade package you have out there, the trade partner, if you go down that route, has got to really like Jonathan Kuminga in terms of thinking about extending him right away.
With that said, I do like the combo of him and Buddy Hield off that bench.
I do too.
I think they come off the bench and give this team firepower. And you look at what he's done since shifting to the bench in 10 games. He's giving you 16 points a game. He's shooting 49%. Now, his three-point shot is at 37% after struggling a little bit over the last couple games. But the free throws is where he's got to get better at, 61% for the free throw line.
Monte, I want to make it very clear. I love Kuminga. I really like him. Now, price point is a different conversation. But I love the player. And I think, honestly, I think he's had a really good start to the season.
Hey, let's go to Matt in Quarter Pocket real quick. Matt in Quarter Pocket. Then we'll get to Rob and Sabruto. We'll push back. See, we'll do 60 seconds of celebrating before Baldy. Matt in Quarter Pocket. What's up, baby?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to give a shout out to all the overnight heaters. They were working hard last night. Temperatures in the high 30s, low 40s. Feel me?
I love it.
Hey, so two things. One, Chesky, you would love to see Bonte at Clay's return game. He was the king down in the corner. He was the king. There was Warriors royalty down there.
Stop.
Bonte was just holding court.
I was just watching the game. That's all I was doing, Matt. I was watching the game while I heard you from your seat scream out, "Hey, Bonte, what about this play?" I'm like, "Matt, sit down, dude. Watch the game."
He big times you, man. I'm sorry.
I apologize on behalf of the show. I even talked to Matt. Was that Friday night that I talked to you after the game?
Yeah, I know you're big time.
No, you were with your piece outside the room with your suit on, your backpack, everything else. Your girl was talking about all kinds of stuff. Like, oh, no, yeah, it was good. It was the Clay night, whatever night that was.
Yeah, it was Clay night, yep.
What do you got?
So let me give you guys one thing on Kuminga. And, you know, there was a game last year, Bonte, I think you'll remember this. Joe, you're definitely going to remember this. I heard you talk about it. When he goes down into the post, and he had Jeremy Grant on him down in the post, and the Warriors needed to find something. And he went down, and he scored 8 points in a row. Bonte, you know where I sit. It was right there on that side of the basket, and he went to work. And we sit there every game going, when is that coming back into the offense? Jeremy Grant is an athletic player. Say what you want about Jeremy Grant, but he's long and athletic, and Kuminga ripped them apart in the post. And we just don't see that. We're not seeing that. So, Joe, I'm with you on the wait-and-see mode of all of it, but man, like, I almost wonder, this is kind of one of those utilization things again. Are you putting him in the positions to be successful? That's the question.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he's good on that block. He really is, and he provides something that the Warriors do not have on this basketball team. All right, we'll get to Rob and Sabruto first thing after the break. Rob, hang tight. I want to hear what you got to say about the Niners, because you're going to set it off with the Niners talk here over the next couple hours. Baldy, 7:30. Rob and Sabruto, who is he blaming for the loss on Sunday? And are the Niners cooked? You know, Rob will keep it real. He will keep
what
it real.
Me?
So, Rob,
I got a lot of thoughts on the Niners. Well,